From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, several Iowa newspapers endorsed their candidates for the Democratic presidential nomination. The endorsements come just over a week before that state holds the nation's first presidential caucuses. And it's surprising to note that several papers steered away from Howard Dean and Dick Gephardt, the candidates who were leading in the polls in that state. We'll start our coverage by talking to Paul Anger, who is the editor of the Des Moines Register. His paper is the state's biggest, and it endorsed North Carolina Senator John Edwards. Hi, Mr. Anger.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. Why John Edwards? From here in Washington, he's often described as a long shot.
Well, I think he is a long shot, and I think he remains so. We hope that that changes. We did reach a consensus that he was our pick. Why John Edwards? Well, we have watched him campaign hard in Iowa and campaign with sort of an enthusiasm and a way about him that not only gets across issues, but gets across points and wins points. We thought he did very well in our debate, for instance. But we have seen him grown to respect his intellect, his energy, his ability to win points without using rancor and anger.
Newspaper editors in Iowa must get a special opportunity to look at these candidates because they all come and talk to you at length, don't they?
They do. The major candidates came in and talked to us at length. And I will tell you that in the case of Senator Edwards, he came in as the first candidate to do so in this sort of election season. And we thought that maybe he wasn't quite ready to be president. And as we looked at him and continue to look at him and all the others, we realized that we were shortchanging him, that there is a sophistication and a seriousness of purpose about him that I think you come to appreciate after you've seen him operate for a while.
Mr. Anger, in your editorial, you write that George W. Bush and John Edwards have about the same level of prior experience in government. And I feel like some people might question that statement. Do you really think that with one term in the United States Senate that John Edwards can claim to be as experienced as President Bush if he were running against him in a general election?
Well, I suppose if you count the fact that President Bush's father was also president, I think you could make a case that President Bush came in with more credentials. But the point is that President Bush hadn't endured 9-1-1. Before he got to office, he had not served as, in this case, Senator Edwards has, on the Senate Intelligence Committee. He hadn't heard the briefings. He certainly was not a babe in the woods. We don't think Senator Edwards is a babe in the woods either.
The other question that comes to mind is why you did not decide to endorse Dick Gephardt, who's from a nearby state and well-known in Iowa, or Howard Dean, who's the choice of many Democratic Party leaders at the moment.
Well, you know, one of the things we talked a lot about was electability. Now, in the case of Governor Dean, we like a lot of things about him, his energy, his straightforwardness. We talked about Congressman Gephardt, who has been a great friend of Iowa and a strong union supporter. And then we talked about some of the things that they bring to the campaign and possibly to the presidency and what Senator Edwards brings. In the case of Governor Dean, Ken Anger and some of the things that he's been saying sort of in a way that speaks to a little bit of the angry element in the Democratic Party. In the case of Congressman Gephardt, 16 years ago he ran in Iowa and won the caucuses here. Is he a fresh face? Can those folks be elected?
We've been talking to Paul Anger, the editor of the Des Moines Register, which passed over the leaders in the Democratic competition today and endorsed John Edwards of North Carolina for president. Mr. Anger, thanks very much.
Well, thanks. It was my pleasure.
The editors of the Quad City Times in Davenport, Iowa, met several of the candidates as well in recent months, and they chose John Kerry of Massachusetts, a candidate that analysts had been describing as struggling in recent months. Mark Ridolfi is the editorial page editor of the Quad City Times and joins us now by phone from his home. And Mr. Ridolfi, how did your editorial board come to this decision?
Well, of course, we'd read everything that everybody else gets to read here in Iowa, but we made a decision early on. We'd put a lot of weight in the personal interview because that's the value of the caucuses, meeting one-on-one with the candidates. Senator Kerry conducted a conversation, which really distinguished himself from the other candidates who, in many cases, it's a strict Q&A format. And Senator Kerry made us feel very much at ease. We took him around the building, and he spoke with other of our co-workers who are not in the news department, and they had the same feeling.
I was interested to read in your editorial that you basically suggest that John Kerry is kind of stiff and not ordinary, but then you say that's a reason to vote for him.
Mm-hmm. That so much of what the candidates try to do in Iowa is come across as regular folks to Iowans. And we made a decision in our conversations, we want an extraordinary person in the White House. Regularness among the candidates is a wonderful campaign tool, but by the time they get to the White House, we want an extraordinary individual. And John Kerry's background certainly attests to that.
In what way?
A breadth of foreign affairs experience. When we get into these conversations, of course, there's questions about Iowa and agriculture and some of the other issues maybe people don't associate with Iowa as much, and certainly education as well. But we found ourselves asking a lot of foreign affairs questions because that was the board's concern, our ability to relate well with the rest of the world. John Kerry could speak specifically to meetings he had with specific individuals in Africa, in the Middle East, in Asia, and talk about efforts he'd been involved with. And that breadth of experience is what really stood out for us.
And I know that you also met with Howard Dean, who is seen, given that no vote has been cast, is seen as the front runner here. Why did you not endorse Howard Dean?
The editorial board interview with Governor Dean went tremendously well. In summary, the governor's done just a terrific job managing the deficits and providing for a state that has about two or three times as many people as our Metro Quad Cities area. And we thought the breadth of experience of Senator Kerry exceeds all the candidates.
Mark Ridolfi is the editorial page editor of the Quad City Times. Thanks very much.
Hey, thanks for calling.